everywhere in the world today. We are celebrating the feast of the commemoration of the faithful departed, more commonly known as All Souls Day, a day set aside to commemorate, that is, remember those who have died. Commemorate. Remember, we have memories. God gave each of us this gift. We may not remember things as well as we used to, and there may be a lot of things in our life we'd like to forget, but still, being able to remember is a blessing. We remember people on their birthdays. We remember them on their anniversaries, or Mother's Day, or Father's Day, or at Christmas. We remember them with a card, or a phone call, or an email, or a text, or a tweet. And more rarely these days, a letter. To remember one another is a way of saying, you're part of my life. And I'm grateful, or I love you, or I miss you. Today we remember those who are no longer with us, and we remember them not with a card or flowers or chocolates. We remember them with our prayers. It's a way of saying that even though they have left us, they haven't really left us. We remember those who have gone before us whenever we touch certain places or objects or occasions, or we hear certain words or see photos that reverberate with their life. They have left their mark on us. A feast like this is a day of great assurances. We boldly believe in eternal life, life after death. And many will snicker at the thought, but this is what we believe. And if we truly believe it, it makes a big difference in how we mourn, how we pray, and how we think about those loved ones who have died, not as beings who once were and are no more, but rather as our brothers and sisters and friends, our loved ones, still living beyond the grave, and we will see them again and be with them forever. We heard it in the gospel today, and in the other readings as well. The souls of the just are in the hand of God. The Book of Wisdom tells us, no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, but they're not. If we have died with Christ, we will rise to new life with him. St. Paul assures us in the second reading. And it's obvious in the gospel today that Jesus has made up his mind. He will not reject anyone who makes his or her way to him. That's an astonishing pledge. And I think especially because we live in a world where we reject each other for all kinds of reasons. We never seem to run out of reasons to reject people. Wrong religion, wrong papers, wrong language or complexion. They don't vote the way we do. They don't have the same skills, the right abilities. They're not competent enough or smart enough or even good enough. We find lots of reasons to reject people. Jesus, however, accepts anyone who moves in his direction. Not because he isn't as discriminating as us, but rather because he loves a whole lot more than we do. And also, it's a matter of perfect obedience to the Father. He says so. He came to do the will of the Father. The Father who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to save it. And Jesus tells us it is not part of God's plan that anyone be lost. It is the will of my Father that I raise them up, that they be saved. So Jesus is the wide open way to God. Mercy flows from him. He just loves people a lot more than we do. Despite our sins, nowhere in the Gospels will you find Jesus saying, "Show me your sins." He does say, "Show me your faith. Show me that you trust me." There are a lot of people in this world to love. And one thing for sure, the more people we love, the more we will suffer when they are no longer with us. But that never stops us from loving them, because loving itself is good, essential to life. In fact, it's the best measure of whether we have lived a good life or not. God, who is the source of life and the source of love, understands this very well. No love is ever lost or wasted. None of this love that we show is ever lost or gone to waste. And so we hold on to our loved ones in life and in death. And God, we can be sure, holds on to us. So what are we to say of purgatory? It's a teaching of our church that is so misunderstood. Purgatory is not a place between heaven and hell. In fact, it's not a place at all. Not a material place, not even a spiritual place. It's a process. It's a state of being. It's a condition. It's a process of purification. That's what the word means, purgatory, purification. Cleansing, healing. And there is almost always something that needs healing in us when we die. It is not a place between heaven and hell, as so many assume, but rather a process of healing between death and eternity. And so we pray for the dead to help them in that process. We pray to remember them. We pray to not forget them. We pray for their healing, that anything that needs to be forgiven will be forgiven. And we also pray as a reminder that we too will need the prayers of others when we die. And if we're not praying for those who hurt us in life, who disappointed us, then we should, because they may need our prayers more than the ones we love. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. It doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any more assuring than that. And so we commemorate the faithful departed everywhere in the world today. We remember the dead. We do not forget them, because God does not forget them.